This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We get angry at strangers, but we hate those that we should love. We get angry at strangers, but we hate those we should love. Do you know what happens when you hate someone you're supposed to love? Listen to that question again. What happens when you hate someone you're supposed to love? You get sick. You get sick. You get sick emotionally. I think some people get sick physically. They actually have physical symptoms that develop because of their hatred, and I know they're sick spiritually. Did you know the book of 1 John says when a man hates his brother, he remains in what? Death. I don't know about you, that's pretty sick. To say, I remain in death. And so when we hate people we're supposed to love, we get sick spiritually, emotionally, and even physically. Florence Alshorn was a missionary years ago to the country of Uganda in Africa. And it was at a time in history, years ago, when a lot of missionaries were killed. They were martyred in Uganda. And so when she felt the call of God in her life to go to Uganda, she says in her book that my greatest danger, my greatest fear was losing my life. She thought, I could go to Uganda and a year from now I'll be dead. 6 months from now I'll be dead. And so she went there in anticipation of the possibility that her greatest danger would be losing her life, but she would write this later. Her greatest problem turned out to be in Uganda. It was not losing her life. Her biggest problem was she developed a hatred for another missionary over there. There was a personality clash. There were differences of opinion on how to minister to people. And Florence Alshorn was honest enough to say, I got to the place where I hated this other missionary. I hated her. And here's what Florence Alshorn said. It was a beautiful play on words, but a powerful statement. She said, I went to Uganda thinking my greatest danger was losing my life. Instead, my greatest danger was losing my heart. Losing my heart. What a statement. And she quoted the passage in 1 John, that person who hates his brother or sister is still in death. Remains in death. In fact, John says it this way, how can someone who claims to love God turn around and say, but I hate him or I hate her? You can't. The man or woman who says, I love God, cannot make that statement, but I hate him. They remain in death. When people tell me, well, I've got friends that would have problems with this passage. I've got a loved one or relative that would have a problem following this passage, Randy. I have problems with it. And if you're honest, you do too. Christians have problems with this text. Now, here's one of the most important things I'm going to say this morning. You don't have what it takes to live with this scripture in your life. I don't have what it takes to live this scripture. Would you listen to that again? You and I do not have what it takes to live the Sermon on the Mount. And you say, well, if we can't live it, what's the point? The point is this. We have to turn to the Lord, who I believe can enable us, can empower us, and put something in me that's not in me normally. He can put something in your spirit that's not there normally on its own, but he can put his love into you. I'd like to think that Jesus Christ embeds his love in you and me. He implants his love, and it's a spiritual, supernatural transaction and operation where the love of Christ dwells in us. It's the way the Bible puts it in the King James. The love of Christ dwells in our hearts, meaning that he places it there as a supernatural gift.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.